Hi, it's Mark Graben. This is Lean Blog Audio. Today I'm reading a blog post that I published on April 22nd, 2024. It's titled, Transforming Leadership, How to Shift from Blame to Systemic Improvement. If you'd like to read the blog post or comment or share it with others, you can go to leanblog.org/audio366. How often do you hear executives blaming employees, including frontline workers, for different problems or poor performance? I don't think it's a good look when leaders do that. Leaders are responsible for the system. Even though they are part of a system, they have more freedom and more ability to change systems that ultimately drive most performance. And I'll add that's especially true, more true of senior leaders, and that's true in different settings, including healthcare. A blaming leader looks at low productivity numbers and blames, quote unquote, lazy workers. A blaming leader sees mistakes and blames careless workers, quote unquote. A blaming leader sees employees choosing not to speak up about problems and blames, quote unquote, cowardly workers. Okay, well then fire all those bad employees. Replace them with new employees, and how are they going to perform? They'll perform about the same due to the system being the same, which includes the processes, product or service design, technologies, and more. The system might likely perform worse because of all the experience that was walked out the door. So here's a call to action. Embrace systemic change for sustainable improvement. As leaders, the responsibility to cultivate a culture of continuous improvement and high performance lies with us. It's time to shift our mindset from blaming to understanding and evolving the systems within which our teams operate. So I challenge you as leaders to take a hard look at your organization's processes, technology, and culture. Ask yourselves, are we designing systems that set our teams up for success? How can we better support our employees in identifying and solving problems? And what steps can we take to encourage a culture of openness and innovation? Are we working on the three systems, those being the work system, the improvement system, and the management system? It's crucial to recognize that sustainable performance improvement requires systemic changes, not personnel changes. This means investing in better training, upgrading technologies, refining processes, and fostering a culture where every employee feels empowered and valued. So I invite you to join me in making a commitment today to be a leader who builds, not berates, who reforms, not blames. Start by evaluating the systems you control and identify one area for improvement this month. Share your commitment and progress with your team and encourage them to contribute their insights. Together, we can transform our workplaces into environments where excellence is nurtured and problems are seen as opportunities for growth and innovation. Let's make a difference, not just for our bottom line, but for all the people who help us meet and exceed our goals every day. Are you ready to lead this change? You can reach out to discuss how we can work together to turn these ideas into action and achieve tangible results. You can email me, mark@leanblog.org, or go to leanblog.org/contact to get in touch.